Good evening, Indianapolis, Indiana, and other parts of the world and other realms and dimensions, other universes out there. It is 4/20, April the 20th, 2016. Of course, that date has significance to some of us and is insignificant to others, but that's okay. This podcast is not about 4/20. It is, in fact, about the hullabaloo, the controversy surrounding the 28 pages of 9/11 Commission documents that have been sealed super top secret for so many years. Now, these 28 pages, quote unquote, are considered to be the smoking gun that connects Saudi Arabia to 9/11. And if that's the case, if there is legitimate evidence that links Saudi Arabia to 9/11, we should know this for any number of reasons, not the least of which is that the Bush administration did everything it could in the days following 9/11 to basically protect the Saudi royal family and to protect the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So if it were to come out that this was a deliberate operation, that in fact President Bush was protecting himself and his own illegal activities along with those of others, then this is a big deal. And this is one of the many reasons why I just don't believe the truth will come out. I think that between now and the moment when the truth could come out, something terrible will happen again. Because the American people, if they knew the truth about 9/11, which means best case scenario, we allowed a terrorist attack to occur in order to justify essentially an invasion of the Middle East. And that is what happened. We invaded the Middle East and other parts of the world based upon the war on terror. We expanded the footprint of the U.S. military-industrial complex worldwide. We now have the ability to assassinate world leaders anywhere we need to or want to, and our president, President Obama, is proud of that fact. He's proud of it. He's bragged about his ability to assassinate people in other countries, you know, when, of course, they haven't actually had a jury of their peers or seen a courtroom or have even been in a situation where they could be apprised to be under the rules of war. But, you know, that doesn't really matter because a nation that that tortures and assassinates and that invades other countries is a lawless nation, probably an evil nation. In all likelihood, a government that does those things is an evil government. It's something to contemplate. But yeah, so I really don't know what the truth of 9/11 is. You know, I think back to that South Park episode from so many years ago, where essentially they did the best they could to make fun of anybody that questioned the narrative of 9/11. Now, forget the fact that Jim Rickards has come out and proven unequivocally that there were many trades done before 9/11 that were deliberately designed to gain economic advantage based upon the event. Ignore that. I mean, Jim Rickards has essentially proven that, but please, just ignore that. Ignore the fact that it now is more or less the case that the President of the United States, the current President, Obama, is sitting on and essentially threatening to sit on to veto any law that would allow 9/11 victims to sue all of those responsible, which in this case would include Saudi Arabia potentially. Forget all those facts. What we're essentially looking at, if the truth came out about 9/11, like, and I'll tell you what the best case scenario truth probably is, and it is that we didn't do it ourselves. I don't know that we did it ourselves, but it does look like we looked the other way. It does look like we colluded with the Saudi government. And here's the deal. We were spying on our allies for decades. When I say decades, let me explain what that means to all the idiots in America today. A decade is 10 years, and for decades we've spied on Saudi Arabia. Now, you might ask why. Well, it has to do with the fact that they sit on about a quarter of what's left of the world's conventional oil. Now, there are probably still Americans out there who don't understand what that means, but don't worry about it. Don't think too deeply. All you need to know is that the reasons for us doing what we do vis-a-vis Saudi Arabia have almost nothing to do with the purported reasons given to us. They have nothing to do with fighting some, you know, good fight, some righteous battle against Islamic fascism. The truth is, we've been funding Islamic fascism in the form of Saudi Arabia for decades. We have been supporting fascists for decades. We have been funding radical Islamic groups to topple other governments for decades. So no, I'm not very hopeful that the 28 pages will be revealed. I'm not very hopeful that even if the truth came out, the American people would do anything about it. I just don't know. But there's a part of me that thinks the truth about 9/11 would topple the government, and there's a part of me that also believes that most Americans are so dumbed down at this point, they just don't give a shit. Like, if you tell the American people that we go around the world fucking with people so they can drive to Walmart and keep that bullshit reality going, I don't know. I think most Americans would say, oh, that sounds pretty good to us, you know? I don't know these people is the answer that most Americans would give. I don't know the people that we're burning alive. I don't know the people whose towns and cities we are destroying. That's the answer that most Americans would give, is that, well, we don't know these people. We know our neighbors. We know Walmart. We don't know the people of Syria. If we're fucking with them, if we're murdering them, if we're destroying their lives, who gives a fuck? We don't know them. That's, I think, basically how the system works. It's a combination of, you know, some rather ridiculous lies and a willingness on the part of the American people to believe the lies. It is a kind of convenience, a marriage of convenience, a conspiracy of stupidity on the part of the American people to essentially be a little stupid so that they can believe in fantasy lands and make-believe realities. Nobody wants to know the truth. So yeah, whatever the truth is about 9/11, even if it did come out, who knows what would happen. Maybe the American people would get angry enough to do something about it. Maybe they would just, you know, change the channel.